Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb T, Pirkei Avos Learning, the show where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. Previous episodes and seasons are at anchor.fm/Reb T. We are finishing Chapter 5 today. There's only 11 Mishnahs in Chapter 6. That's, God willing, 2 weeks or so. 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks left to the show for this season. Then we're going to take our big summer hiatus. We're going to get prep and get ready for next season, God willing, season 4. We'll be back, Bli Neder, Mirtz Hashem, Bli Ayin Hara, with a new commentary and some different advice based on the commentary, but the wonderful text of Pirkei Avos that we're so accustomed to and we so love and we're so learning about new each time and each time. So stay with us. We're going to take the break for a few months, but we'll come back. So don't leave, don't miss it too much, because we'll come back soon. So right now we're in 5:23, one of the greatest Mishnahs in Pirkei Avos, super applicable to all aspects of life. All Mishnahs in Pirkei Avos are amazing and fantastic. Again, it's 5:23, Hechav Gimel. If you want to reach out to Reb T, send an email to maximumtee@yahoo.com. Let's look at what Ben Hehe says, a short Mishnah, but amazing Mishnah. Ben Hehe Omer. Ben Hehe says, Lefum Tsara Agram, according to the exertion is the reward, or the reward is commensurate with the exertion. The amount of effort, the amount of pain, the amount of skill, the amount of strength, the amount of time we put into something is how much we'll get out of it. The more pain, the more gain, the saying goes. The more we put into something, the more we'll get out of it. And of course, before we look at the commentary, let's just say Rabbi Hanani ben Akasha Omer, Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakus Es Yisrael, Lefika Chiril Behem Torah Mitzvos, Shemar Adonai Chavetz Matzeko, Yagdol Torah V'Yadir. Basically, that ending Mishnah is talking about how Hashem wanted to confer mitzvos and life upon us, so He gave us a lot of mitzvos. He gave us a lot of opportunities to gain reward, to gain diamonds out there. I always think of the idea how we come to this world for 120 years. We have to get as many diamonds as we can. That famous story of guys walking on the beach, there's hundreds of starfish that were thrown about from the sea, and he doesn't know what to do. He's thinking, there's so many starfish that are going to die. What a nebuch. So he goes and he starts throwing one starfish back at a time. Guy comes to him and says, what are you doing, man? You can't save all these hundreds of starfish. Why does it even make any sense for you to do this? And the guy responds, but every starfish I throw back is a starfish saved. The mashal nimshal is every mitzvah we do is a mitzvah gained. Every diamond we get in this world, a mitzvah is like a diamond. Every mitzvah we get is something that's in our soul that we take with us. Nobody could ever take that away from us. And that comes with us to the next world, God willing. The good name, the good reputation, the good deeds, that comes with you. That's why Hashem gave us so many mitzvahs in the Torah to better ourselves. And that's a wonderful thing. And through Pirkei Avos, we hope to fine-tune our morality, fine-tune our midos, fine-tune the way to get more mitzvahs. So let's look a little more at what's going on in this Mishnah. Ben Hehe was a contemporary of Hillel. As noted in the previous mission, he was born a Gentile, converted to Judaism. Major respect, major props to people that are converts. Unculus also was a convert. He apparently was big in the Roman Empire, and they tried to convert him. Didn't work. They tried to send him more people, but it didn't work. And we, of course, have the wonderful commentary from him on the Torah. So the reward is commensurate with the exertion. The more effort, the more toil one spends in the study of Torah and the performance of mitzvot, the greater his reward will be, pointed out by Rav and Rambam commentary. This refers not only to physical exertion, but also to the emotional pain and aggravation one endures in his struggle to overcome his evil inclination and observe the laws of the Torah, pointed out by Rambam, Introduction to Avos and Derech Chaim. Interestingly, you know, we talk about in Pirkei Avos, Schar Halicha Biyado, someone who goes and he wants to perform, goes to the Beis Medrash but doesn't make it, then he still has the schar halicha. What does that mean? He still has the reward for going. Someone wants to do a mitzvah. Someone has in mind to do the mitzvah, but the mitzvah doesn't work out. He still gets reward as if he did the mitzvah. Like, you wanted to get a meal for someone and it didn't work out. You didn't get home in time. It still, Hashem counts it as if you almost did it. You wanted to go visit someone, but Corona hit. Hashem counts it in your mind as if you did it. So even though we could be devastated, we could be so sad, we don't get to do a mitzvah, we don't get to fulfill a mitzvah, and we try in different ways, Hashem still counts it for you. So don't fear, because we still have ways of doing that, of being involved. So also, this is the reason why God implanted the evil inclination in man, to give him a greater reward for observing the Torah despite the hindrance of the evil inclination. The Gemara in Sanhedrin relates that the men of the great assembly Anshe Genesis Agadola. I believe that Hanani, Mishael, and Zariah and Mordechai of the Purim fame might have been on it. They prayed to God to abolish man's natural inclination toward idolatry. They said to God, "Did you give us this inclination for any other reason that we should be rewarded for overcoming it? We want neither it nor its reward," pointed out by Derech Chaim. We never really understand the idea of Avodah Zarah. Apparently there was a sage that was deriding one of the people that really ran to Avodah Zarah. He came back to him in a dream and he said, "If you were in my time, you would have lifted up your pants and ran to Avodah Zarah." The Havda we should never know from sings Lo Aleinu. It's just a very difficult concept to understand. It was a very, very, very big draw back then. Nowadays there are many other draws that are very, very, very strong for many people. So maybe it was just different times, different drives. Toil and exertion in Torah study is important not only for the reward one receives for it, but also because it is a necessary condition for retaining one's Torah knowledge. Torah learned in circumstances of ease and comfort is easily forgotten, but Torah studied under trying conditions remains with the person. In this vein, the Medrash expounds the verse in Koheles, "Still my wisdom stayed with me," meaning the wisdom I learned ba'af, with vexation, under difficult conditions stayed with me, pointed out by Rambam commentary Meiri. Ben Hehe's maxim follows from Ben Bagbag's exhortation in the previous mission to study Torah constantly throughout one's entire life, even into old age when one's strength wanes and it becomes difficult to summon the energy necessary for intensive study. Ben Hehe points out that one should not be discouraged by the prospect of such a life of continuous exertion, for the more one exerts himself in Torah study, the greater his reward, pointed out by Rav Yonah and Medrash Shmuel. This concludes Chapter 5. Again, we're going to move over to Chapter 6, a very different type of approach to Pirkei Avos. It's basically braises that were added on. Still gives the number 6, 6 weeks between of learning between Pesach and Shavuos. Many times people learn it also throughout the summer. And throughout the year, it's a wonderful thing to learn. So these missions are much, much bigger, much more much more packed with information. We'll try to get to some commentary, but just getting through the text itself takes a little while, so bear with us. Join us next time as we start Chapter 6 here in Season 3 on the PAL with Reb T. And I'm your host, Reb T.